The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Black Friday is here, and that means long queues, big crowds, and lots of shopping. I'm Haryanto Diman. Now you can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. Well, it's the end of the work week, so TGIF, but there's another reason for many to celebrate as the annual Black Friday sales event is back today. Crowds just outside of Takashimaya at Orchard Road this morning. Shoppers started queuing way before the department store opened its doors. This despite more Black Friday sales moving online. The queue to enter the store ran from the first floor to the basement, with shoppers, of course, observing social distance of at least 1 meter from one another. The scene was, however, a little different when ST walked along the other parts of the Orchard Road shopping stretch. The tone was more muted at Robinsons, which is holding its final Black Friday sale in the light of its recent liquidation announcement. Still, the 162-year-old department store attracted some loyal shoppers. To share more on the Black Friday scene, we have senior correspondent Chantel Sargent. Chantel, we see that crowds still turn up in Orchard Road despite sales moving online. What's the mood like generally, both at physical stores and online, for this year's Black Friday and, to an extent, Cyber Monday? Is it any different compared to previous years now, seeing that we're still in the midst of a global pandemic?
For one, Courts has actually told us a few days back that they noticed something very different this year. They have been advertising with the SPH group of papers since 2013. And the top guy, the helmsman, Mr. Matthew Hong, who's just appointed last year in August, he noticed that there has been a 50% increase in online sales. So that is a huge jump from even 2019. And this has been happening since Singles Day. Another store, which is Harvey Norman, also mentioned that Singles Day has seen quite a good take-up. They didn't give any concrete figures, but they did say that the mood was very upbeat. Another store that was registering quite a big take-up was Gain City. Now, Gain City gave us actual figures. They said there was a 50% increase from last year, and that was for their online sales. So taking all these things into consideration, if this has been happening since 11th of November, which was Singles Day, and slowly building up till today, which is Black Friday, who knows what the figures will be like tomorrow? Retailers have fed back to us. The mood is very upbeat. And I should see figures going up over the weekend, right up to Cyber Monday.
Right. Chantel, with the economic uncertainty that comes with the pandemic, people would generally practice prudence. But it seems, as you mentioned, retailers are upbeat about the year-end festive shopping season and consumer take-up rate is still high. Now, aside from the attractive deals and discounts, of course, why are retailers still positive and people still spending?
The main reason is because they couldn't get a chance to travel. All the retailers whom we spoke to had this to feedback to us, and they said that, you know, it's probably because they're not spending their money on travel. And there's this sort of pandemic pent-up demand that they're seeing. It's going online, it's showing itself online as well as in the brick-and-mortar stores. What's happening is people are spending money, and they are spending it not on just your normal items. They are spending it on very expensive items, upmarket items. Harvey Norman says that their recliners, luxury recliners, are a hot seller. So I think that the pandemic situation has resulted in this outlet of people buying and spending things on themselves because they're stuck at home, you know, the whole year. So they're thinking, when are we going to travel again? So before we get the go-ahead to travel, why not we spend our money on creature comforts?
Yeah. And what are the top three things or categories of things that people are buying?
Well, Harvey Norman says that their top selling item is recliners. So I can imagine luxury recliners, like, you know, the recliners you find in Osim. And then another a key take-up is beddings. a lot of people are spending money on good beds to lie down in and sofas. Sofa sets are also flying off the shelves because the top five retailers like BHG, Courts, Gain City, Harvey Norman and Metro are all slashing prices, as you will find out in our Saturday Live section, where we give five top deals from all the five top retailers. And a lot of those deals, you will find that there are savings of more than $1,000 on big ticket items like mattresses, bedding, and furniture sets. So it's something to really look forward to tomorrow onwards.
Right. Well, like you mentioned, I suppose people are really spending on items that will make them comfortable at home, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Chantel, for coming on to the show to share more on the Black Friday scene. That was Senior Correspondent Chantel Sargent.